Alright, I'm back. I just finished reading those songs. I have to have some music. Okay, ready? The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, Part 2. No, I'm not actually writing a sequel to The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. In fact, I've never even read that book. I needed a title that would catch your eye. Actually, I want to talk about my friend Marcus, the Lonely Rabbit. What a tough life he had. Even up to yesterday, he had been tricked, teased, and made fun of every single day of his life. No wonder he always questioned, why is everybody picking on me? That poor guy had a tough life from the start. He was subject to the most vile form of oppression, complex inferiority. His meagerness took over his life. His friends' views of him changed as suddenly as a green traffic light when they found out that he was dyslexic. With all that prejudice, segregation, and plain old just making fun of, it was no wonder that he turned communist. I know, it's very hard to picture Marcus wearing a babushka and a fur coat, but what's done is done. It was his decision. There's no way that he'll come back. Unless, for one thing, we promise not to laugh at him anymore. Yes, we can still call him names and even crack a smile. But the minute we utter that first giggle, he's moving back to Russia.